Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. You need more than that? All right. It's Monday. It's 90 degrees. We are in central Virginia during the summer, which means that every single solitary day there is the chance for thunderstorms. Are we or are we not going to get hit with some of this tropical storm kind of left over in North Carolina? I don't know. They've certainly received a lot of rain. Thank God there hasn't been a big amount of damage down there, but they're certainly dealing with some of that, and you and I may be dealing with that as well. We've got a lot that we are going to be discussing as we head through the next couple of moments. We may or may not have our pal Jimmy Galliano with us. I'm texting him as we speak. We'll see. He may not. You know, Jeremy, just occurred to me, he's also got he's got a bunch of his lovely grandkids visiting him. So he might either be busy or so exhausted he's taking a nap. Yeah, you know, at his advanced age with grandchildren and all that, that could be a thing. So if we do get him, Jimmy's younger than I am. Yeah, but if we do get him, then we'll get to him. If we don't get him, Germ, let's leave him alone, because I can almost guarantee you that what he's doing is playing with his grandkids, and I am not going to be responsible for taking anybody away from that. You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah, I mean it's fine, Germ. But again, let's don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. We'll get him if we get him. All right, so all of that being said, there are a number of other things that that we are dealing with. I do remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I do have a suggestion. I've been looking back at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and I know that Rich Herrera in the mornings has been asking people for all sorts of food suggestions, like restaurants to go to. And I made a couple, but it just occurred to me this weekend, if you really, honestly want to experience summertime in Central Virginia, and you want your son to experience the culinary aspect of that, then what you need to do is get yourself a Hanover tomato and a jar of Duke's mayonnaise and introduce one to the other and then sit back and enjoy, right? Is there really anything better than that? I posted on Facebook over the weekend that I was doing that. We had this beautiful Hanover tomato, and I decided that I would do what I have learned to love to do, and that is to eat it. We had started with the first crop of Hanover tomatoes last week that we got at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I don't recall which one, Heidi was, no, let me rephrase that. No, it must have been Saturday. I think it was Saturday. She went for her hike, and she passed a farm stand, Gray's Produce Farm. And she got a whole bunch of other Hanover tomatoes, and so there you go. That's what I did. So I'm just saying to Rich in the mornings, man, you can go and do all of the restaurant stuff while your son is visiting. That's great. I mean, he'll enjoy all of it. But you do need, again, a Hanover tomato, a container of Duke's, and then you get yourself to introduce each to the other. But I mentioned that, man, people started weighing in, because if you're going to talk about making it into a sandwich, now we're into a whole different segment of the world. You know, it's a little bit, I think about it, it's a little bit like putting, I don't know, tartar sauce on your hush puppies. It's delicious, but it just doesn't occur to you right away. But once it does, then you're set. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, has apparently handed those grandbabies back to their kids. Good for him. And he's got a couple of moments for us. Grandpa, welcome, my friend.
Jeffrey, I see what you did there with the hush puppies and the tartar sauce. And that is my Jake's Place mainstay. And first of all, let me apologize because super producer Jeremy tried to reach out to me. I was in the wrong part of the house, Jeff. My house was built in 1890, and there are parts of here that refuse to accept Wi-Fi.
I love it. I love it. Never, never, ever a worry. That is the least of anybody's concerns. We appreciate, though, that you ventured back to the other part of your estate where they do have the Wi-Fi and the...
My estate. I live on a quarter of an acre here in the People's Republic of New York, Jeff. It's not much of an estate.
Well, you are here. That is the important part, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of stuff going on in the public sector, in the public safety world, in the law enforcement world. What are you seeing? And I need to know your perspective on what's developed in the city of New York. I know you're not in New York City, but you had this Eric Adams, and I can remember us talking years ago about this, not necessarily the A-list with Eric Adams, but then this primary between the disgraced former governor and the America Jew-hating communist. What are you people doing up there? Are you just trying to kill off New York City?
Well, remember, Jeff, let's just clarify this. I live in upstate New York. New York is a vastly different state than the city of 8.4 million people, even though we do love New York City. But yes, Jeff, I figured we'd be talking about three things today. We'd be talking about the Epstein files, which I know we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah.
I figured we'd be talking about the New York City mayoral race, which I will do first. And then, Jeff, I think it's time that we moved on to Atlanta Falcons football because baseball, for all intents and purposes, is wrapped up for this season.
Oh, that's too funny. All right. Well, I will do my best to get you into a football mindset as soon as possible. So, but start with these crazy people in New York City. Really?
Yeah.
Do they just want the city to shut down? They want everybody to go away?
So I know down in Central Virginia, folks down there kind of keep an eye peeled to see what is going on in New York State and in New York City.
Yeah.
New York City, even for those of us who live just an hour outside of it, Jeff, we never cease to be amazed by what's going on. So for the uninitiated or those who haven't been following along closely, New York City just had their primary for the mayor's race. Now, Eric Adams, who is the current mayor, and these are four-year terms, was forced to run in this election, which will happen in November, as an independent because the Democrat Party has gone so far left in New York City. And, Jeff, I think what's important to understand, too, is New York State is actually a red state. I know that sounds crazy to say that. But when you take out New York City, which is 8.4 million people, Westchester County, Buffalo, and maybe Albany, the vast majority of the state hews more to the, right of center side. It's just the fact that these urban areas, like in many states, unfortunately control the narrative. So a young man by the name of Zohran Mamdani, he was born in Uganda. To parents, I think his mother was a director in Bollywood in India. His father he came from a family of I guess the term today is of privilege.
Right.
He has basically, he's been a two-term state assemblyman up in Albany, and Jeff, the things that he says, I mean, it's easy, and I know it happens all the time where we want to put people into boxes, and somebody's kind of on the left, and we say, okay, well, they're a Marxist.
Right.
No, this guy is a Marxist. He has said some things that it's not socialism because he's registered as a Democrat socialist. It's communism. I mean, seizing the means of production. He has ideas that are antithetical to capitalism. And Jeff, the sad thing is he's only been in this country for a few years, and unfortunately much of the Democratic Party right now is so beholden to this far left fringe. Here's a person that came here, was afforded every opportunity, and Jeff, if this guy gets elected in November, it is going to spell a death knell for the city of New York. And I don't say that in overly hyperbolic fashion, because I believe that many of the people that can leave will leave. And unfortunately, the folks, the poor and the middle class that can't leave are going to be forced to endure him.
Well, he's going to have government-run supermarkets. What could possibly go wrong with that? If only there was some, I don't know, shred of history somewhere where people had... All right, so you've got Eric Adams running as an independent, but you have Cuomo, I think, is running as an independent. They can't both do it. You got Curtis Sliwa, still with the Red Beret, running as a Republican. Is anybody going to say, look, knucklehead, just like the Three Stooges, bang their heads together and look, only one of you can run, pick somebody, we all get behind you, and we stop the lunatic?
I think that's what's ultimately going to happen. And Jeff, you know as well as I do, you've been following politics and commenting on politics for a long time. You know that in politics, you know, a year can happen in a single week.
Yeah.
I do believe that the forces against this far-left Marxist, and that's not exaggeration to say that, will coalesce. And by coalescing, I mean some folks are going to have to drop out of this race. You mentioned Curtis Sliwa. He's the guy that started the Guardian Angels back in the 1970s when New York City was a dystopian hellscape, and it wasn't safe to walk the streets after about 7 o'clock at night. You couldn't ride the subways, and he founded the Guardian Angels. Is he equipped to win in New York City? No. Jeff, here's the problem. I mean, New York City, I think, has got about 4 million registered voters in this election. And again, it was just a primary election,
right?
But I want to say 400,000 of them showed up, and because they used ranked choice voting, that's what gave Mamdani the edge, because the Democratic machine that is shooing far more left than the Democratic Party of our dads, what happens is they not only told people to vote for Mamdani, they told them not to rank people like, you know, Andrew Cuomo. And look, you know, I have a relationship with Chris Cuomo, who's Andrew's brother. Chris, you know, does TV for News Nation. I've known him a long time, since our CNN days. But Andrew Cuomo is not the future of the Democrat Party. So I think your political instincts are correct. I think what's going to happen is Andrew Cuomo will probably be talked out of running, which is his choice to make one way or the other. If Curtis Sliwa stays in, it makes it difficult. But I think the least worst choice right now, and that's a sad thing to say about an election, the least worst choice is Eric Adams.
Fair enough. Another reason why many of us sit back and say, yep, don't live in New York. Now, let's move on to Mr. Epstein. Jimmy, I shave every morning with Occam's razor, and I get it. Everybody loves a good conspiracy. For a lot of people, it is far better than connubial relations. But that being said, does this one stink to high heaven, or is there really much ado about nothing?
Jeff, I agree with you. I shave with the same razor that you do. I mean, Occam's razor, which says, you know, choose the simplest solution, choose the most obvious one. You know, don't look too deep into things and try to come up with some type of conspiracy theory. I think what's troubling to folks right now is this, Jeff. We all understand that Jeffrey Epstein was an awful human being, and Ghislaine Maxwell, his madam, if you will, who brought these, you know, underage girls out to his island and to his penthouse in New York City, and basically was guilty and was convicted of human trafficking, is an awful human being. The problem is that people like Pam Bondi, who's, you know, the attorney general right now, as well as Kash Patel, the current director of the FBI, you know, in the past have made statements about, you know, this list, this infamous Epstein's list is going to be released, and you're going to be shocked, and it's going to send reverberations, you know, throughout the country. Right. And then now to say and to step out and say, well, it doesn't exist. You know, I always say to people, it's like when you hear people running for things, or you know, you hear politicians talking about things, it's very different from when you're actually on the inside doing the work. And I was always circumspect about what to expect from this. But I think the run-up to this, the pumping it up, the stoking everyone's ire, the anticipation, and, you know, now to come in and say, well, there's nothing there. I'm not disagreeing that there may be nothing there. I don't believe that a list exists. However, to have told people that all this stuff was going to be released and you're going to be shocked and just you wait, and then to come out and say, okay, we've got a video of the prison cell to prove that he didn't hang, there was no foul play and he hung himself, but we don't have any Epstein's list, quote unquote. Jeff, that's a tough thing, I think, for people who fundamentally distrust the government to take sitting down.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Tell all of us, law enforcement, legal defense fund. And let me remind everybody before you even do that, our friend Jimmy Galliano, who's just like two of the best guys that I know, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joins us every Monday. We talk about a wide variety of things. But he is on the board of directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and I refuse to have him on the program if, in fact, he doesn't address that. So, Jimmy, this is, you know, it's like your cover charge, man.
Jeff, I always appreciate it. So the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is it's an organization that basically protects and defends and advocates for law enforcement officers that were unjustly accused of crimes. And, you know, we've seen this, you know, especially during the era of the George Soros-funded progressive prosecutors. We've seen police officers and law enforcement officers at the state and federal level that were charged with crimes that they're not guilty of. We've seen this happen time after time after time again. So the organization helps families and helps the police officers that are unjustly accused by paying their litigation fees and help put food on the table for folks that have been either fired or have been suspended without pay. And your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and can actually read some of these stories. Jeff, some of them, and I know you've been to that website many times and looked at these cases, some of them are truly heartbreaking cases, and cases where you go, I can't understand how anybody could have charged a police officer for doing their job in this way. So thank you for always backing the blue, Jeff, and thank you for always giving me an opportunity to kind of put out there about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund.
Absolutely.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You know, and you know what, Jimmy, next week, why don't you, if you don't mind, pick one of those and let's talk, you know, spend a little more time on that. Let's be able to focus on that. And I want to leave you on a high note, brother, because, you know, we love you. If it makes you feel better, and it should, the Red Sox are not all that far off from what's the team in Atlanta? The Braves. Yeah, I mean, we're both sucking wind at this point. And if you're on board, I would love to have you join me. I've decided I will now be a fan of the Savannah Bananas, and that's it.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, the Savannah Bananas have brought a lot of joie de vie to baseball, and it's amazing how they sell out every place that they go to. And that sounds like a plan. Your Red Sox are doing a little bit better than my Atlanta Braves are doing, Jeff, but there's still some season left, but boy, it looks like the Galliano family may be moving on to professional football here pretty soon.
Go Falcons. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Absolutely one of the best, and we always love having him here. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.